Hey, what's up, St. Louis? Comedian Javon Bibbs here. I'm up here stealing clothes out of Burlington Coat Factory right now. I get myself a little outfit together for my comedy show this Saturday, April 7th, 8 p.m. at the Laugh Lounge Comedy Club. I want everybody to be there, man. I got a dope headliner for you, a dope feature, and some other dope acts that'll be stopping through. But pretty much, y'all know how the night goes. I'm hosting it, so you know it's going to be crazy. To order tickets, call 314-578-5115, and that's to order advanced discount tickets. That's 2 for $35 or 1 ticket for $20. The tickets are $25 at the door, so get those tickets early. Order your table or reserve a table or booth by calling 314-578-5115. Look, I want to see everybody there, so make sure you're there. I'm Javon Bibbs. Peace out. See you soon, STL.
Welcome to another edition of Stroud Low Cash. We're back.
It's back. Another week.
What's been going on with you, Javon?
Man, not much, man. Just been chilling and just really been working and just grinding, man. Just trying to get to my dreams, man. I really want to, you know. I want to have Powerball money, but just like, you know, I want to use comedy to get that type of money, man.
Somebody asked you a question or two from the email about last week. You was like, you will not take dick to go to the top. Remember you said that?
Yeah, I said that.
I get into that though in a second. But somebody has a question for you about taking dick to go to the top.
Somebody thought about that and made a question?
She's been on their mind all week.
Right.
Well, us opening up this email bag, though, it might be a little bad, though. We got like 5 emails.
Man, look here. The question better not be nothing too crazy. What won't he do? I won't do shit for nothing. No, that didn't involve a penis. Nothing.
What if it was your penis?
I mean, what am I doing with my penis? Like,
so, how's Lola been going, man?
Super good, man. It's been going great, dude. We actually had a comedian auction. We auctioned off some comics, man. Actually, I was in the auction, too. And, you know, everybody was bidding. The money was going to a women's abuse foundation. It was set up through my girl Kenya with the St. Louis American. And, you know, as comics were getting bidded on, it was a couple. The female comics went for about $3 together. Yeah. And the guy comics, there was one guy, he didn't really get a bid to where I think somebody offered a Corona for him. And that was like pretty much
halfway drinking.
Yeah.
He didn't even get no lime.
He ain't no lime. That's extra. No, they wanted to make sure his self-esteem was low. So, but then actually, one of my other friends, comedian, my homeboy Turo Tate.
I put his name out there.
My homeboy though. But Turo went up, and you know, we thought the women may have bid it for Turo as a kappa. So you know, we thought the women may have all been jumping out of their seats to bid for him. It was a young man that felt like, you know, hey, this is my opportunity too. He jumped up immediately and he yelled out, $5,000. Now, the highest bid at this point, the highest bid up to this point had only been about like $9. So it was like, I had to look at Turo and I looked at the guy and I'm thinking like, this is my show. So I'm thinking like, well, you know, if this dude pull out $5,000, you know, hey, Turo, you probably gonna have to just go ahead and I'm sure this yeah, you have to go ahead and go on a date with him, man. You gotta take one for the team. Everybody do, you know.
Take 5,000.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you ain't, I'm saying we make sure y'all date is monitored and stuff like that.
Monitored.
Yeah, so you'll be cool. But yeah, so Terrell was definitely bidden on by a male. But Terrell played it cool, man. You know, Terrell is a, so he wasn't like, he didn't get mad. Some other comments would have been trying to get mad. Like, you can't get mad nowadays because, like, these gay dudes can fight. You get your ass whooped getting mad, and they still go with you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to have no choice. So
they make you go on a date?
What? That ain't right. Hey, you all up in Applebee's. I swole up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Man, I did not know you was going to hit me that hard. Like, you know, hey, you should just went on a date in the first place. Shouldn't have been acting like that. So, yeah, the whole show went good, though, man. We had a great time. Janae came through. Janae from Sweetie Pies, she's in the studio today.
That was me right here. Mm-hmm. I bid on Javon.
Hey, she did, and I'm glad. You know, I'm glad it worked out that way. You know,
my fiance is a little bit big. He would have whooped my ass if I would have taken you.
And Tim probably would have whooped my ass too.
And he whooped my homeboy. Ass just yeah. because you was my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, but Tim, cool. Tim knows. You know what I'm saying? It's all love, man. That's the fam. We all fam. So yeah, it was all good, man. Thank Janae for coming through, bringing the crew. Me, Flea, everybody. So yeah, we had a great time.
All right. Well, we'll introduce some of the guests on the building. Eddie, he's going to be our pinch hit host with us. This is like his fourth, fifth time on here.
Hey, Ed.
I be needing to get out the house. Just keep it all. Dude,
Eddie hit me up. I put up a poster, but he's like, hey, when y'all doing the next show?
I want in.
I was like, tomorrow. He was like, I was like, come on through. He's like, bet. Right. I'm there. Let me get a babysitter.
I mean, I need to get out the house, you know, not like get away from my family, but you know, I need to like vent and stuff. You know what I mean? We're gonna be wanting to talk and get stuff off my chest. So,
that's what this is about, man. It's about us venting, all of us. We vent, talk about whatever's been on your mind. Let it loose up, man. Even you, everything, let it loose up. If you got a poop, let it loose. I'm saying this is time, place to do it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. The Matrix. This is our
Eddie Holman and Saigu is in the building with our special guest with us. And the special guest is my homie.
Yeah.
The one, she gets stalked on my blog site by people searching for her name.
For real?
Yeah. I get like 60 hits a day just off her name.
Damn right.
For people searching because I mentioned her in a blog post. And it was 60, I get 60 hits, 60 searches, like Janae Wallach boyfriend, Janae Wallach ex-boyfriends, Janae Wallach sweetie pies, Janae Wallach baby, Janae Wallach what year she graduated from high school. I'm talking about like every search possible with her name in it. You put her name in, my blog comes at the top.
Stalkers is real.
Real.
Janae Wallach, sweetie pies. In the
my
building.
Homie, Daryl, had to come through, just making sure that we have a good time tonight. I appreciate you. I love you.
People don't understand Let's how crazy fun. You are, though.
What are you talking
about?
No,
because I've had people like, man, Janae is so nice, and like, she's the soul.
Janae, go off on your ass. I'm going to tell you that right now.
They don't know me very well, but.
I'm like, please.
Janae, go off on your ass.
Have you watched the show?
Do y'all, have y'all, man, I'll tell this story later on, how Janae broke up my relationship.
Yeah, we got.
Broke up my relationship.
But I'm saying,
it was the beginning of the ending.
But we got to say the stuff, that, you know what I'm saying?
We'll save that later.
She knows who she is.
And she still don't like her.
And she probably watching it. I still don't like her.
See, she still don't like her.
I don't mind. She knows who she is.
Set tripping.
What was her nickname?
She had no nickname, just her name.
Okay, maybe I had a nickname for her.
Yeah, you had a nickname for her. Horse face, you called her.
Yeah. Know
I don't want no parts of that.
I mean, either. I don't know who we talking about.
Right. Yeah, y'all know who we talking about.
I don't want no parts of that.
Put their name out there.
I'm not going to put her out there.
Right. I don't want no parts of that.
Uh-oh.
We'll talk about that on the break. We'll talk about that on the break.
All right, that's cool.
But we'll get right into it, man. Since we talking about cupcakes.
I don't even eat cupcakes no more. From my last
So
story.
These little these girls in Connecticut decided they were, you know, wanted to be funny and put piss in the cupcakes of the people that they don't like and hand them out at school.
I'm saying, dude. So they have okay. This is a thing, you know. Like I wonder, did they okay? They hand them out to everybody, or did they have their
specific
own
people that they didn't like?
Ain't that a bitch?
You had to go through a lot of trouble to pick out the cupcakes that you want to hand out to the people that you don't like.
Exactly, and I wonder how they find out. Like, well, somebody like, man, this tastes like salt water.
Nah.
Like, what?
How do you know exactly somebody, how much piss to put in the recipe?
Right.
Before it gets messed up, before cups? It gets too
a
runny
cup
or something.
A cup of piss, two cups of piss.
Mm-mm. Oh, God, no.
This
you
turn.
Know what? I bet you it's a Google. If you Google it
if
online,
Google,
I bet you
can find that out.
You bet you can find it out.
You can find that out.
How to put piss in somebody's cupcakes. I bet you it's a whole recipe.
Oh, my God. And you gotta be, and then like my thing is my mama would be mad like, yo, what's your nasty ass use to make? Did you use my utensils?
How do you find out though that somebody put piss in the cupcake?
Somebody snitched.
Yeah, so they told somebody else, then like laughing like, you guess what we did.
See, but that's my thing though. See, I'm gonna come back around to how nasty that is in general. But just let's talk about the strategy right now, because you should have known you was gonna get caught. You can't do anything like that and somebody don't tell.
Unless you do it by yourself.
No, it don't even matter. Right, if you do it by yourself, you got to take it to the grave or something, man. Because if you do it with anybody else, somebody going to tell. They're going to write a book about it 10 years later, something, make a movie. You know what I mean?
If I piss in somebody's cupcakes, I'm telling everybody. Andrew, I got you. I'm telling everybody. I'm going to be like, guess how much piss
is in your cupcake.
But then somebody will think you playing. Like, oh, she bullshitting.
No, they didn't take pictures of you pissing in the batter.
Hey, look, you.
No, I'm not for real. Look. Yeah, oh, my God.
Some of these nasty Negroes be like, for real?
That ain't right. And continue to eat it. Right. Would you put it on the ice or the actual cake?
Look at you. Just lick the icing off and just not eat the cake.
How they decide which one pissed
to use? Just be honest, though. Anybody that eats fast food, you know that you've taken somebody's piss, you had somebody's jizz, you had something in your mouth.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so. You ever work fast food?
Yeah, I did.
I know plenty of people that work fast food.
I work fast food.
Plenty of shit they put.
But I used to hustle when I worked fast food.
Hold on, wait a minute, man. For real.
Come on, listen.
Traumatized like one, man.
No. I worked at fast food, though. It's a lot of crazy shit that goes on. My first job in high school, when for the summer in Chicago, I worked at McDonald's.
It always says that employees must wash their hands before they return.
This is before that happened.
There are plenty of employees.
Before those signs went up. This is before those signs went up at McDonald's. But they didn't have them signs up, but that you had to wash your hands. Kaz is coming out smoking weed, doing whatever. They'll just come putting weed in your fried batter and everything on accident. Because this was a kind of hood McDonald's I was working at. Because this is before regulations was really going on. Before they start really regulating stuff. People smoking weed under in the back. Because it was late night we were working. Nobody could come in. So it was just... Shoot, my manager was selling weed to us. So,
you're killing
me.
You're killing me right now.
Amen.
You might have got like 20 pounds off me just right now. I'm not good.
Yeah,
I had designs on some of
that. But I never did anything to nobody's food and nothing like that.
I never did that right now.
It don't matter. You,
No. I would say I would.
You
vouching
for people.
I used to hustle. I cheated money to make
that. I see how I ain't saying shit.
You worked at like Taco Bell, didn't you, or something?
Hell no. I never worked no fast food.
You never worked fast food?
Ever.
I thought you worked at Taco Bell.
I went from the movies.
That's when you worked AT&T. At the movies. And then when you tell the story, you got to a fight with somebody and you had to go outside and fight them.
That nigga punched me in my motherfucking eyeball so hard, man. I thought that nigga hit me with a hammer. I was like, man, who gave this nigga a Thor hammer? Hit me.
Dude, we was in high school, that dude was about to say, I had to go out and fight him.
Man, that nigga hit me so hard, my eyeball came out my ear. I had to pick it up off the ground, man.
Hold on, like, the messed up part about this story, Javon said the dude waited at the mall for him, like, all day.
This nigga waited. Okay.
Did you steal his girlfriend?
No.
What did you do?
He snuck in the movie theater, and my little brother told me. My brother snuck in, cause, you know, it was my post. But I didn't care for real, but I was messing with them. You know, I'm silly, and I've been this way my whole life. I was like, hey, man. I said, hey, y'all snuck in? Dude was like, nah, ain't nobody sneak in. I said, where y'all ticket stubs at then? He's like, we ain't got no stubs. I said, man, y'all snuck in. He's like, man, nobody motherfucker sneak. He started getting mad. I said, dude, I know you snuck in, man. I said, dude, I was like, I already know. My brother saw you already. You know what I'm saying? And then he was like, nobody give a fuck about your brother. He started going off. So then when he started doing that, I was like, hey, man, I said, this is my brother, man. I said, I was going to let y'all stay up here. I said, so you can leave now. Nah. He's like, fuck that, I'm going to wait for you when you get off. I was like, nigga, wait for me when I get off. It was about 10, 11 in the morning, man. About 2 o'clock came, I'm looking, this nigga still in the mall waiting. I was like, okay, yeah, this nigga family don't care about him. And, yeah, I was really hoping he would have left by now, but he didn't. But he waited, man, he waited. Then I got off. When I got off, I had my little Usher vest on. You know what I'm saying? I took my little Usher vest off. I'm like, come on, I'm off. We walk outside. We walked outside. He took his shirt off.
There wasn't another exit?
No, I mean, like, come on now. I throw the hand. Like, I ain't worried about that. Like, I've been throwing hands all my life. But, like, you know, we started to fight off. And, I mean, I didn't get beat up, but I did get punched in my eye super hard.
I ain't take a L. I just got to get credit with dude.
Yeah,
know what I'm
that nigga swole my eye right. up. But like, but like this, he was on the verge. Okay, I took two hits to the eye. Bow, bow. And when you know you finna get knocked out when you see this white light. You know what I'm saying? That's the Jesus light. It's like,
and you said that's DJ talking to you, right?
Yeah, like Jesus light, man. Okay, one more. You gonna come see me. So... So instantly, I was like, okay, I can't take too many more of them. My eye can't. So I just grabbed a nigga, flung him in the air, boom, slammed him, and I put my my knees on top of his shoulder, on his top of his elbows and arms, and held him down. Then I just got the stealing on him, and his sister was like, get off my brother. She was trying to grab me. I'm trying to fling her off, and I'm bow, bow, bow. And then, you know, people started snatching me up off of him. But my eye was swollen up. Like
Have you ever seen that cat again in your life?
I saw him at, like, Soho.
Shut up. For real?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
For real?
She gave him a cupcake.
Oh. Here you go.
Like, man, I got you a drink, man. This for the, no hard feelings or nothing.
This is a Red Bull and vodka.
I mean,
you think he remembered you?
I don't know, because back then, I don't know, maybe. My hairline a little different than it was in high school, but.
No more widow's peak.
My size, my corners went back a little bit. But, yeah, he probably remember me. But, like, we ain't speaking nothing. Like, you know, that happened.
You should have just punched him in the back of the head.
Shit, now I go to jail. Back in the day, you had to get sent to your parents. Now I go to real jail.
You had to wait for your parents to come bail you out.
Right.
So, since we're talking about our kids a little bit more, we get another topic. Man accidentally sells cocaine. Gives cocaine out for Halloween on accident.
I think that's a good gift.
He was dropping little baggies in there, though. He had to be high, though, I'm thinking.
I mean, I think
ain't nobody going to just give away free coke.
Yeah, no, he was, like, giving out bags of coke, and then he realized, like, oh, shit. My stash gone, and then he realized he gave it out. And tried to go back to the parents and be like, hey, let me check out these bags.
And the parents are cops.
The parents he happened to give it to was cops. Both of them was cops.
What can you say, though? What can you say to
that? I mean, you just have to just let that coke go.
I know. This is so messed up on so many levels. Not that I get high or anything like that, but I'm just saying, one, you out with cocaine amongst the general population of children on Halloween in your pocket. You have intent to hand people stuff out of your pockets.
I could see a dude in a robe, though, with no drawers on and no pants, kind of like in Boogie Nights. Remember the dude in Boogie Nights?
Hey, now how y'all doing?
I could see him walking to the door, though, with a, here you want some gum-gums? Here you go. Oh, that ain't no gum-gum.
Yeah, that dude's an idiot.
Yeah, but then they locked him up and everything.
Maybe he just ran out of candy. You know how sometimes when you got to improvise.
You just start giving them quarters.
Soda, you give anything.
Right now, you right.
He was giving
right.
out coke.
So he gave out coke. That reminds me of the chick that was running for Congress down in Brazil that was promised people cocaine if they voted for her.
For real?
Yeah, in Brazil. It was a lady that promised people cocaine if they voted for her in Brazil. Like, she was running for office.
Think about the parents, though, that was like, you know what I'm saying, it was really on cocaine. Who was like, man, I knew we should have went to that damn house. I told you, look, when I looked at you, what I tell you? We need to go up there. But that's the house that got caught for cocaine. I know that, but he had candy, too.
But check it, though. Did you see what his punishment was? What he got?
Didn't he get, a couple of years, right?
No. He got 130 hours of community service. For 300 some odd grams of coke. I was like, he couldn't get an hour of gram.
I mean, damn, it was nose candy.
It was nose candy.
I was like, what kind of court is this? And then I look and it happened in London.
Yeah,
it's like,
UK. You know, they a little bit more lenient. You know,
130 hours, that's it. That's the same amount of time Chris Brown got. But when he did his little crime. Well, not little crime, but still, like, you know, they holding the same. But I don't know. I guess if it was her, he probably would have did about, 12 years in prison or something like that?
He probably would have done longer than that.
For giving out the kids too?
Yeah.
It would have been way longer than that.
Oh, he'd have been on the front of Time magazine or something.
It's just cocaine.
What do you say to your boy that come bail you out, though?
You don't even say nothing to him. You just be like, dude, man, how much you got?
Yeah. I know what he say to you, though. Stupid motherfucker.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even talk to him. I just walk straight to his car and just I wouldn't even get in the front. I get in the back.
Get in the back and lay down like a German Shepherd. You better lay on your side like a dog. For real. You do something stupid like that and then you ain't got to get bailed out. You know what? Mama wasn't bailing him out. He did what? Cocaine.
The children?
Cocaine.
Halloween?
Right, Halloween.
What do you think about his supplier was thinking, though? Like, God damn, I gave him that on consignment.
Hey, you know, he probably...
I gave him that on consignment.
Hey, his supplier probably like, dude, I can't risk no more on you, dog. You dumb in the motherfucker, man. Like, for real, you dumb. You know that? You retarded.
Like, well, you know, I mean, that's why I was only giving you a couple of baggies.
Yeah, let's get concerned. Now, I know, you want this for you?
Wait, is this a personal use or is this for sales?
You know you can get money for giving. You don't have to hand it out. You don't have to give it away.
He was just letting the kids test it.
Man, so if you, Janae, if somebody came in your house, broke in your house, and cleaned it up for you, and then left a bill. Would you pay the bill?
Fuck no. No.
This lady was dead serious. She broke up these people cribs, cleaned up the whole crib top to bottom, and left a bill for them.
$75.
$75 bill. Broke into their crib.
Broke in the house to clean it up.
And they cleaned up their crib like a series of cribs. She was like a serial cleaner. Like she
now
was
see, most people would say the question is, why would she do that?
She said she's trying to advertise herself. She said she's trying to advertise herself.
I don't think that's a good question. My question is this. How dirty is your house that somebody can tell from the outside
right.
that you, this desperately right needs to be quick?
Like, like it needs to be clean. Doing your driveway.
Right. But if damn, look at that house.
But I'm saying, but look, if your house super nasty, like, can you get mad though? She did a good job. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's probably a couple of people that didn't report it though. It's probably a couple that didn't report it.
I'm probably gonna say thank you.
For
and
real.
Then after I say thank you.
But she billed you.
She left a bill with a number.
She left a bill with her number and everything, like her card, like stapled on there like a bill. Like, you had a bill.
Holla at your girl. I hooked you up.
Yeah.
What she left you a note? I ran your credit card. You left upstairs. I ran across my little machine. I got one on my cell phone.
Yeah,
a little swipe
the little,
thing.
What is it called? The little square. Yeah. The square thing.
Yeah. Oh, they put it on the iPad.
You just got to sign it, though. I got to come back and have you sign it,
though. Yeah. Nigga, what? You for real? Yeah, but that's funny. Eddie said, your house got to be extremely nasty. If somebody be able to ride past, like, yeah.
I mean,
this one right here.
She didn't do, like, a string of houses. She just did that one.
Yeah. And then, she did a couple. She did some other ones,
no,
too.
No, I heard she did in the past, but just, like, if you the only house that got broken into and cleaned on the block, what that say about your house?
I kind of feel like that's smart, though. That's good advertising.
That's what she said she was
down
doing.
The street. That's good advertising.
Actually, I bailed her out.
You got to give her credit.
For real, you do.
You got to give her credit for what she did. That's
you do.
But if y'all see a picture of it, though. She ain't the type of chick you want to have in your crib either, though. She looked like she was getting the cocaine from the dude that was giving them out to the kids on accident. Yeah.
What is she? What I'm saying though, but what she charged you extra? Because she was like, yeah, and I had left two roach bombs in there too. So don't go back in your house for another hour. I just put that on there. That's $82.37.
Because
that's
I had to get supplies.
Total. Yeah.
Maybe she knows she ugly. I mean, she already doing the work while you're not there, so she knows.
I want to see a picture. Is a picture of her floating around here?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up now.
Let's see what she look like.
It's in Ohio. It happened and everything. In Westlake, Ohio.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Westlake. I ain't never been to Westlake,
it's like
Ohio.
It's outside
before.
Cleveland. Basically, Cleveland suburb.
So she just breaking in.
So she might have broken a bone home or something.
Was it a nice house?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm assuming Westlake, that sound like some money.
Expensive.
Yeah, Westlake sound like a rich neighborhood.
I've been out there. It's all right.
Oh, you've been to Westlake before? Okay.
Yeah, you hear Wilson, you be like, Wilson, yeah.
Let's just talk about the security system. Somebody broke in. You had enough time to get in there, clean up, move around.
No, not just one house, but more than one house.
Ooh, is that her right there?
Yeah.
Or is that
no, that's one of the homeowners. That's one of the homeowners.
Yeah, we
that definitely
look,
in a good area.
Right.
Right. Exactly. For looking at her.
She look, yeah.
See, yeah.
Play that real fast. Right. You can't play it?
You can even paint over.
That's how we do. We paint stuff live. I mean, I'm paint. We play stuff. I said we paint. We play stuff live on earth.
You can get the actual news source.
Yeah, that's how we do for y'all. And, you know, like I say, if your house.
Oh, her business is down, so she says she decided to do another way of marketing. So
she
inside unoccupied homes and cleans them up and leaves a bill.
That's advertising. She
calls herself the cleaning fairy.
She's trying to break into a new market.
She calls up the cleaning fairy.
You know what, then? So if that's the case, then Rim, you should start your own DJ business where you breaking people's house and DJing there before they come home. So when they open
home.
Up the door, you just right there with your equipment and start scratching. That ain't right.
Like, I already knew y'all coming. Y'all having a wedding, right?
Like, I heard.
Right.
Like,
I saw y'all in the society section. Y'all getting engaged.
Yeah, I heard you having a party, but if you ain't planning on it, you about to have one now.
Call everybody up.
This is a new thing. Like, we were having, was it the Memorial Day barbecues and everything?
Yeah.
And so we out in Forest Park. And this guy just rolled up. And nobody knew if he was family or not. Like, he just sat down.
So he did you a Cousin Lucky?
Yeah.
Like,
he
on
just,
Poetic Justice?
Yeah. But his thing was he was taking photographs of people. So he came up. He whipped out
and
his
he
camera.
Y'all.
Man, I got to get pictures of all of y'all, right? People posing and stuff. And then he whipped out a printer.
And start charging?
Like $10 per picture.
Yeah.
And start charging.
Three for $10. $3 for $10, y'all.
Were people buying them?
Oh, he did take a good picture. I got
it. He had a minute like, yeah.
Yeah,
I was,
you know, that was a good ass picture of me in the family.
I was clowning him pretty good till I seen the picture. I was like, you know what? I could get a couple of prints.
That's funny. Some people, you got to respect the hustle, though, man. Like, stuff like that. Somebody that bold to do that, I might buy a picture from. Just like, dude, you bold in the motherfucker. But go ahead, like you say, the picture look good. Go ahead and give it to me. Right. You know, he make a little $20 and get a chance to put some gas in his tank. But yeah,
So we don't keep it moving or anything. What's up with your boy Cat Williams, though, man?
Dude, man.
It's like three articles. Like, every time I would set up the docket, there was a new article come out about him doing some dumb shit.
Did you see him actually slap that employee in the
face?
Yeah,
at Walmart.
I was like, it was Target, right. I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
He just retired today.
Hi, Eddie. How's it going? How's everything going?
He just retired today.
He
was in Seattle and wilded out last night, slapped up people in a restaurant, slapped up people in the hotel, got kicked out the hotel, beat up some people on the street.
Last night.
And then today, though, the Seattle cameras showed him. They showed him on the thing, kicking him out. They showed him getting kicked out of his hotel.
And then once he got done with that, he was like,
he was on the street. They kicked him out. Like, they were showing like the security like moving him out like with his stuff on a little dolly. Like, get out. And he came out in the middle of the street though, and he was like, well, you know, I was thinking about it, but he's like, the police, they're all over me. I didn't want to do this now, but I'm retiring. I was going to wait till L.A. I told my kids already. I wanted to wait till L.A., and I was going to do it at the,
Live Nation
offices, but I'm retiring right now. I'm not doing it. I'm over this stand-up shit. And then that was it. It was on Seattle News, like on their regular news.
Dude.
He going to have to keep working after slapping all them people because somebody's going to sue him.
Oh, no,
he's
slapping up beat people.
He's slapping all types of people, and he's doing it on camera. He's doing it in front of people's family members. He can't retire.
Not at Target. That's some Walmart shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can't do that at Target.
Hey, but you know what? I dream of the day. I dream of the day where somebody rich slaps me.
You dream of it.
Dude,
I do too.
You can slap me in here. I guarantee you I'm going to knock all this shit over in the studio. And I'm going to go upstairs and keep knocking shit down. Like, that's how hard the slap going to look. Like, dude, you really tore him up, man. Because, like, you got to take advantage of them slaps. When somebody rich slaps, Bill Gates came in here right now and slapped you, Daryl, right now.
I will fall into you, though. And then hopefully you fall.
Dude, it's a domino effect, Janae.
I'm falling, too.
Damn right, Eddie.
I'm screaming Powerball as I'm going down.
Damn right.
Dude, but what's up with him, though, man?
I just think, man.
The meltdown thing? Yeah, I guess in Oakland or whatever.
I think.
Is he on that narcotic, though?
It's drugs. It's no way, because he was straight. I mean, he was straight and humble, you know, all his career leading up to a certain point. And then it's a sudden change.
Well, they say that some of these black actors gonna get this money, though. It'll be some shit happening, man, supposedly, or something.
I don't care what you do. I don't care how much money I ever make. I ain't never doing nothing if it don't grow from the bottom of the earth. I ain't doing no cocaine.
Nope.
I ain't doing no nothing. I ain't doing
but
none
I do
want
to do cocaine.
Why? Why don't you want to do cocaine?
I mean, well, okay.
Just to say you did
well,
it?
You know what? No. I'm not going to do cocaine. When I get my time machine, I'm on, because that's what I'm investing in, to go back in time and then do cocaine with Rick James and hang out with them. Because if this was 82, we'd be doing some lines right now before the podcast. It would be nothing.
No type of high, baby.
Yes, y'all would. Y'all would. I'll be coming here, though. I got the candy. Cool. Is it your turn next week? Is it my turn next week?
And nigga, please, we'd be like, here come cocaine Daryl.
We'll be like, somebody give Daryl some Vaseline with them damn dry ass lips.
Right. Lips chapped like a motherfucker. So,
I'm like, see, but y'all couldn't have got to the Rick. Y'all should have
been the Rick James. Complaining about, I'd be like, Eddie always show up for the orgy. He don't never bring no cocaine. Yeah. He always show up for the benefits. You know what I mean? Whack ass.
He said, you show up for the orgy with no cocaine.
Yeah, this is, hey.
And he wanted to try to free base.
He'd be mad. When I show up, though.
You'd be
mad when I leave.
Everybody be like, here come Eddie. Eddie ain't never paid for no drugs. He only show up for the orgy.
You know that's how people was back then.
Dude, I don't know what's going on with that dude.
No, but what's up with Cat, though? What you think, though, man?
He's lost his mind.
I think I'm with Nate right now, man. I think Cat is going through some shit. He's been going through it for a minute.
When did it start, you think? I think it started when he started trying to challenge Steve Harvey, though, saying, like,
yeah,
and try to diss him for that,
right,
that New Year's Eve.
All of that. But you
Normally
know what,
it
though?
It starts off slow, though. Like, you do one line, then you go to doing, like, 4 or 5 lines a day, and then you just go crazy.
Then you get the
crazy.
I saw Cat Williams here before, man. But this was, like, a show where it was a lot of people on the show. It was, like, D-Ray, T.K. Kirkland, Rodman.
Was he good?
Where all of them went up, I guess they did a lot of time apiece, you know. Mm-hmm. And Cat was headlining. This one he was known. A lot of people was calling him Money Mike Steele from The Next Friday. But he did. It was the old ambassador. But, like, he got on, like, he came out. He was there for a minute because I went backstage. I was talking to him, TK Kirkland. Then I went out, and then a little minute.
Did you perform?
No, I didn't perform. This is when I was first started. So okay. This was, like, probably 02 or something.
Oh,
like
okay.
No,
okay.
Actually, I started, like, in 03, 04.
So, this is 03, 04.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, Caddy ended up, he came out on stage. Like, I ain't going to lie, it was a long show. When he got out on stage, he came out, he grabbed the mic, everybody was screaming, he held the mic, the crowd got quiet, he just looked at him, he said, I'm tired, you know, he said that, he's like, I want all the single ladies to come up, form a line, come up past the front part of the stage, and, you know,
so
all the single ladies stood up, made a line, he started handing out 20s, boom, boom, next thing you know, like, some women that were sitting there with their dudes got up too, like, oh, daddy giving out 20s, he getting up too, he handed out, dude, I don't know how many 20s he handed out. But it was well over, I'm going to say well over $2,000 worth.
Damn.
Of man, that dude hand out. So, it boom, 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 boom. Like, the line. It wasn't no little line. This was a long line to where some people was, that what I'm saying, people was getting up. People that were sitting
then
with their dudes.
Down and getting back up.
No. Some chick was sitting with their dudes. They probably did that, too. Well, he did that, hand out all this money. And then the last chick in the line, he had nothing for real. He gave, like, the last couple 20s. And it was, now it was like one chick, the chick that was left, it was some chicks behind her. But he said, I ain't got nothing else. He said, matter of fact, boom, grabbed his mink jacket, gave it to the chick. Yeah, right on stage, gave it to her.
Damn.
He said, thank y'all, St. Louis, that's my time. Boom, he left. He straight, turned around, got out, went in the back, got in his limousine, drove off. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, like that was like, that was old. So
this
like,
before his specials and everything.
Yeah. So Kate Alderman type of dude where he was like unpredictable. Not saying that's a bad thing, because I mean, I think it was some shit that went down behind the scenes, and you know, he kind of that's how he dealt with it. You know what I'm saying?
I can't get out of my mind that I wasn't at that show, because I'm trying to think of what I would have done if he was just handing out 20s.
Got back up.
I would try to do something to get,
yeah,
a
get a
20s
and then go back and get to the back of the line.
I'm actually kind of pissed off that I wasn't at
Jay's
the show now that
it
I'm
all the way
I
real
mean, I'm
right.
Being honest, I'm thinking about it right now. How many 20s can I get, and what do I need to do to get the other mink?
Dang, right now I'm saying, so you would have got back in the line and got, you know.
Yeah, I definitely would have. And I probably would have fought the other girl for the mink.
Damn. Well, I'm glad they wasn't in the line. Because they're serious. Yeah. But
I'm
I think
reflecting.
He you know, he gave him one girl's mink, and he gave another chick. No, he gave her his mink and his hat, too. And then, you know, but then after that, that's when, like, man, I don't know.
Was people mad, though? Or, like, what was the.
Some people was, yeah, a lot of people mad. And, like, the promoters was a little bit, too. But I think the promoters kind of, like, when you
kind of dick them around a little bit.
When you do a show like that, when you got so many headliners, like D-Ray, a headliner. You know what I'm saying? TK Kirkland is a headliner. Rodman is a headliner.
Oh,
comic.
Damn.
So I think the person who threw the show probably
put too
was like,
many heavy
yeah,
hitters
he had too many heavy hitters on the show. And it was like, with that, it's like, man, you and Cat going last. And each person was doing their time. And I'm sure that they probably told him, man, just stretch out, do what you want to do. And, like, each person doing 35 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that's a long comedy show, you know. And then plus the host. I forgot who was hosting it. But it was just a long show, man. And Cat, you know, he ended up burning out. He got off stage. But, like, after that, that's when he started, like, you know, some years later, started, like, really had a meltdown before on stage, like, a couple years back. And I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I mean, it could be something else. Like I say, I don't know if it's
you said it, but in general, he's been unpredictable even before.
I think now it's at an extreme to where like it's something behind it, dude. It got to be something going on in this man's life, because you don't go from being, because Cat Williams is like, okay.
He was before Kevin Hart. He was the number one comedian.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart took his spot as the number one kind of black comedian.
Yeah, but I think like every few years you got like every 4 years, you're going to have, like, a new black comic. Because, like, they don't let like, too many black comics, like, hit that pinnacle at one time. Like, you got to think about it. At one point, it was Chris Rock, Jamie Foxx.
Eddie Murphy.
You can go from, Eddie Murphy to Martin Lawrence to.
Yeah, Martin Lawrence would be Eddie Murphy.
Chris Rock. Who?
The Wayans.
They ain't never really hit that where they can sell out a stadium.
For stand-up.
Yeah.
So then you got like say Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, I'm gonna say Chris Rock,
Chris Tucker,
Dave Chappelle.
The Kings of Comedy.
Yeah, the Kings of Comedy. Yeah, definitely the Kings of Comedy. So you like every year, you know, all of them wasn't popping like super hard at one time, but like now they all like pretty much legends. But it's like, man, they all of them had that span where Chris Tucker was doing all movies, Money Talks. Fifth Element, like, you know, he doing
Rush Hour,
like he doing all them movies. Dave Chappelle, he doing like, I mean, like Blue Streak and Have baked and you know
Chappelle,
stuff.
Chappelle show.
The Chappelle show. Like, yeah. So you're right. That like you know Chappelle
had
show.
His run too though.
Yeah, and then like Mike Epps. You know what I'm saying? Mike Epps. He was in bait.
It's a funny thing though. I was actually heard. I was listening to another podcast. They talking about Mike Epps. Who was talking about him? Oh, Patrice O'Neal was. Rest in peace, Patrice. He said the only two black comics he know that can work. He said a nigger room and never ever fall off is Mike Epps and what was the other person he said? I can't remember who else he said, though, but he said they could sell out any nigga room, no, and be straight for life.
Yeah.
He was like, Mike, I think it was Mike. I forgot who it was. It was Mike Epps and somebody else, though. I forgot who it was. But he said Mike Epps was it. Mike Epps was like the dude, that dude.
Yeah. You know, Mike, definitely, man. It's like one of my favorite comics. You already know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so every comic got they like span. Where now, Kevin Hart right now, I think he can be the next comic to really, really hit that Martin Lawrence like level of with Eddie Murphy, because like everybody love him. He's likable. You know, some people, you know,
white people like him.
Right. Like, how funny you think dude is? Like, dude is out here getting it, and he's actually like making great moves. So it's like, you know, kind of you got to ride the fame like Kevin doing it. You can't let it overwhelm you, man. Like, I'm learning from looking at them. So like Kat, I know he might be going through something, man. Pray for him. Hope he get better. But yeah, some shit going on. Definitely.
Well, we're gonna get to our first break, and we'll be back. Let's try a little cash.
I try to be strong. Try to deny the desire.
Welcome back, Stroud. Low Cash, we are back with our special guests, Eddie Holman and Janae Wallach.
Yes,
we're back.
Soon to be.
They are here.
Janae Norman, right?
Yes.
When's the wedding happening?
May 4th. Yeah. Everybody get ready. It's going to be a party, the biggest party in St. Louis.
I will
be
everybody get ready. That's my invitation.
I don't know about everybody. Food. Wait, we're not handing out flyers or anything. I'm
just saying. You just said everybody.
Wait, let me say everybody on the guest list.
Right. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. We on the guest list, right?
Okay, everybody in the room is on the guest
list. Okay, that's what I'm talking
cool.
about.
Bam.
That's what it's about. We special.
Mrs. Norman.
Yeah.
Dang, right, Ms. Norman.
I already got a tattoo with the last name W on it, and I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh. Because I got to add a hash mark or something.
Yeah, but you know what? But in court, though. Yo, I'm saying, like, if they go by last names, you're in a better position now, for
that's
real.
That's very true. I don't have to wait until the end of the alphabet.
At all. So that's
you moved up.
I moved up.
Shout out to Tim, man. That's what it's about, man. Helping people out. Give them last names. Going to bring them up. You know, my last name is a B. So, therefore, whoever marry me, you're going to be at an advantage. I'm going to tell
only
you that right now.
And it's good, though, for some reason I went voting, too. If you got the back end from L to Z, those are always the shorter lines for some
reason. That's definitely the truth.
For real.
You never have to wait in line. I walk straight up, and I'm like, thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
I go on about it wrong. I go early. I be there right at the break of dawn.
Dude, that be so long.
I guess they just had me in the line. They didn't have, like,
separate us. Have you been in alphabetical order like that?
No, we didn't.
I had to go early. I be in the booth pondering the issues and shit. Like, you know what? What do I think about that?
Right. You said you be in there for a minute.
You were supposed to study.
0.10001%.
Because I live in the city, though. So Cass be in there like, oh, so they trying to take out cigarettes? It was a dude that was mad in there. He was mad in the booth. Like, hold up, bro. This proposition beats up on my cigarettes.
Dude, I voted to tax them on the cigarette. I can't stand cigarettes anymore. I put tax.
It was a dude that voted against it and went right outside and pulled up a square right when he came out.
Hey, look, tax him. Do you want to raise a cigarette smoker's tax to 1,000%? Yes.
I sure would.
2,000%? Yes. Yes.
Right. Not to let no Romney and me come out, be like, yeah, you look like you don't pay no tax.
Right.
Look at you. Yeah.
Got you.
We're going to go to the mailbag real quick, though. To Javon's question from the mailbag.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
What's the? I want to hear this.
Keep hitting us up on the email at straightolc@gmail.com or your tweets at straightolc on Twitter. Dear Stroud, Low Cash, love the show, love the comedy, love the music. But I have one question for Javon from the last show on Elmo. He kept saying that he will not take dick for anything and any purpose at all. But I asked him, sleep in the bed?
Oh, shit.
With Bishop Eddie Long for one night? If he knew he could be the stardom forever.
Say what?
The Bishop Eddie Long.
Without sleeping in bed with Eddie Long.
Why are you even pausing on this question?
No.
Reason, I'm saying like, I'm confused. Like, what do you
like,
mean?
I'm saying to sleep in the bed with him. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen in
like,
his
sleep
bed.
At the foot of the nigga's head, or what you mean? Like,
I don't. That's not all the questions though. Alexandria is the one.
Look here, Alexandria. For $50 million, I'll sleep at the foot of that nigga bed. I ain't gonna sleep like up close with the nigga. Like I'm saying, yeah, I'll sleep at the foot of his bed. Like you didn't specify, so yeah, I'm gonna just go my own route with it. Yeah, I'll sleep at the corner part, cat a corner from it. Like where I'm saying that's all I had to do.
What
like,
about for $100 million?
What, sleeping in the edge of his bed?
Would you snuggle with him?
Hell no, not for $100 million. No.
Hey, did you buy?
I don't want to get to heaven and then all my cousins and stuff like, nigga, we saw what you did.
you gave a lot of money to charity, bro. How'd you get it?
Nah, buddy. I can't put myself in that position, man. Pride wouldn't let me do that, do nothing like that. And me just loving women. Like, I could never do nothing with no
man. And then
man,
she has a PS on here. Reminisce, can you play more R&B? That's just what she said.
I left my baby girl a message.
I know, man. Don't. Amen.
He said he just did R. Kelly.
I know. Yeah, I know. When I heard the show, I was like,
she probably wanted to hear a little bit more.
This can't be the this got to be the remix to something.
Yeah,
Trey Songz, that nigga's killed.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Play a little bit more Trey Songz.
We gonna get in that Trey Songz getting people killed.
I don't want to talk about that.
You got somebody killed?
That hurts my heart. Yeah.
Yeah, Javon Belcher.
It's
true. No. Oh no. It's true. I'm gonna read a statement I got too though from an NFL player too. That I'm not going to name his name, though, but he gave me a write-up of everything that happened.
He gave you?
Yes.
But exclusive.
I cannot say this person's name at all.
You're not going to say his name.
But he's in NFL.
Exclusive.
No. Okay. Javon Belcher, though, linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs, though. He's the one that seen the article for. He shot his lady, though, in the morning, went to the practice, shot himself and everything. Everybody been talking about it. But the thing comes out, though, that he got madder because she came home late from the Trey Songz concert at like 1 in the morning.
1 o'clock
is more than
even
that.
Late.
I'm finna read the statement from my homie. He sent it like a damn press release too, though, man. With joke, he actually graduated from college and stuff. He ain't even go pro early. I ain't gonna rat on you, bro. Somebody can figure it out. They know
read
me though.
The
but yeah,
nah, ain't nobody gonna know. So this is exclusive.
Yeah,
it's exclusive. Only on Straight Outta Low Cash. We're bringing it live. No, not live. We're bringing it recorded, but it was live when we recorded.
All right, all here right. We go. All right, where am I? Where
is tell it? Nobody this whole time.
I'm sitting
before
here
it
with suspense.
Hey, me too. I'm in suspense.
I
want to
know
too.
What's going on.
I don't
see,
even
this
know.
Is, here we go. This. I'm just gonna pull up now. All right, he said. All right, he said. Many of you have. He said many of you. This is personally fussed though, because I told him I was asking him about. It. He's like, I was like, well, he was like, well, shit, I was right up. I ain't got nothing to do on the plane.
Who's it from again?
No, I'm not saying.
Okay.
Almost got.
Many of you have heard the story of Javon Belcher, and many of you have heard the story from one side. I have to come to you to give Javon's story what went on. By no means do I endorse or approve like what happened, but here it goes. Weeks before the murder, Cassandra failed out of school and quit her job at Macy's. Javon became upset because they began fighting and arguing because she wasn't doing anything with herself, so they began fighting and arguing and eventually moved out. He moved out for a couple of weeks. This is why Javon's mother moved in to take care of the baby. A week before the incident, Javon suffered from a head wreck injury, which undoubtedly affected his judgment and ability to discern. Through all of this, Cassandra and Javon had been arguing, and Cassandra made the comment, Javon, I'm going to take you to the bank for the child support, and I'm leaving. Eventually, things were kind of smoothed out, and she moved back in. This was only a couple of days before the infamous Trey Songz concert, in which Javon was upset that she stayed out late and left him with the baby. From Javon's perspective, he was probably upset because he perceived that helping someone who didn't want to help herself. Now, I wholeheartedly think this was the wrong way to think, as she was just a child and was doing a lot of growing up herself. When Cassandra came home, Javon exploded, and so did Cassandra, and they both said things they didn't mean, of which probably were, the baby isn't yours, I'm leaving you, I'm taking you to the bank, you're a loser and a lame, and you have a small penis. Javon, you're a whore and a slut, you're worthless, God for nothing, and lazy. Meanwhile, you're dealing with an elite athlete, 6'2", 240 pounds, who's recently suffered from head trauma. Not a good mix. If he hadn't had a gun, he wouldn't have killed her. He had an injury to his frontal lobe of his brain that affects his judgment. I will outline three factors that thought his life was no longer worth living. One, Cassandra said she was going to take him to the bank. Two, the team sucks, and the coaching staff was set to be fired, which means new coaches and someone else who was he was only on a 1-year deal with no stability. This plays on your mind every day. You're an NFL football player, and everybody expects you to have it. You don't develop a single professional development skill that you can really use and make anything close to what you're making. So you make it so it, it makes you feel like because you don't know anything, you won't have anything else. When you have multiple concussions or head trauma, which all football players have, it can send you into a deep depressive state. And you don't know where it came from. It just overwhelms you in your life, and it doesn't seem valid or relevant. There is no greater illness than head trauma, which is sensitive just as Alzheimer's is. When someone gets head trauma, they need constant evaluation and psychotherapy. Case in point, Junior Seau. When your woman is leaving you and taking you to the bank, your team sucks, and the staff will be fired, probably including you, and you're suffering from debilitating head injury, you have welcomed yourself to the mind of a madman. The NFL is much responsible for the death of Cassandra Devine as Javon. Films prepared properly treat someone ill caused by their occupation. Javon was wrong in every way for what he did, but there is more to the story that meets the eye. Thanks, D.
That's deep, and that's exclusive. Yeah. But
Janae got a face like whatever.
That's because in my mind, I feel like I don't care what he had going on. It doesn't make a difference. That poor girl is dead. Their 2-month-old baby does not have either of their parents. And people are building shrines for this man, saying how great of a person that he was. And I feel like in my mind, somebody needs to be thinking about Cassandra and thinking about their child. So I don't care if he had a head injury. I don't care what he had. I feel like he should have shot himself.
He
you
shot
know
it
what
nine
mean?
Times. He
I feel
shot it
like,
nine times.
I feel like
for real?
If, shot it nine yeah, times. Multiple times. I feel like if you were that upset to the point to where you wanted to kill yourself. But you didn't need to kill your child's mother. And you didn't need to take you and her out of the equation for your child.
Yeah. No,
I'm not buying
this explanation.
No. Well, I mean, the guy's, you know, closer to it than we are. So, you know, it is what it is. But with regard to the concussions, the head injuries, head traumas, this is my thing. People have been playing football for a long time. Yeah. There was a time when they didn't even have full-on helmets.
They played with leather helmets.
Leather helmets, right?
Socks.
People in
Europe. Leather wave caps.
Yeah. People, the wave cap. People in Europe play rugby to this day. You know what I'm saying? All over the world. And nobody has these similar kind of issues. And not even until recently has it become more of
a
thing.
The reason they're saying it is because the players are bigger, faster, stronger now, though. So you,
and they use more. I think they use more. I think for real.
I think cats are hitting drugs, harder, though. Drugs, too, though. Yeah, steroids and stuff, though.
I'll give you all of that. But how many people playing football? You know what I mean?
A lot. But I mean, think about
it. What I'm saying is then if this is the kind of result that you have from that, where you have a controlled population, 300-400 people playing the game of professional football, not to mention all the college, because that's just, you know, just about the same speed and right, people the same size, this should be a more prevalent problem. Not that I would wish that on anybody, but I just don't think the math supports that, you know, that's the reason behind it. I think some of these guys got some issues to begin with.
And then head trauma makes it worse.
Yeah, head trauma maybe makes it worse. I think it gives them access, same thing, like to go back to Cat, access to some things that maybe they didn't have access to before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I will say this, it sound like if dude was concerned enough about his personal security with playing with the team, then that, to me, that's probably the biggest indicator of all that he had some kind of issues, you know, just about stability, as far as his stability, because, you know, there's the Canadian League.
Because this is my thing, USFL. Though. My thing is, though, like, yo, like, all right, man, I'm in the NFL, like, why am I mad because my girl quit Macy's? That ain't bringing no real paper in. Yeah, but I'm saying that you quit Macy's.
That
ain't doing nothing. That's your gas money.
$2.1 million.
He made like $1.8 million.
$1.8 million.
There's no way
that you can tell me in your rational mind that a judge is going to give her all your money. She's taking you to the bank.
Yeah, I mean, but this is another thing though. She was the only thing that, you know, I can see him being upset about her dropping out of school though. That's another thing. But quitting a job
it's
at Macy's.
It's not your decision though. Is my thing. It's not his decision.
You can't
tell her what to do. You can't tell her whether she wants to go to school or not. And even if you're upset that she's not doing what you want her to do, that still doesn't mean that you shoot her 9 times.
Oh no,
or
no,
shoot
no,
me.
No.
Shoot me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You have yet to name something that warrants shooting her, but you definitely haven't said anything that warrants shooting myself.
Right.
Dude.
Let's talk about that.
I know. I think he shot himself because he didn't want to go to jail.
I think that's what
it
was.
Because he shot himself when the police were pulling up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's when he shot. He didn't shoot himself like on some stuff like in front of them, like, oh, man, I'm just going to do it now. I'm depressed. He turned around, saw the police cars coming. I was like, well, goddamn. Right. And shot himself.
Dude, that's crazy, man. Like I said, to kill you, like Eddie said, I can't kill me.
You can kill somebody else, but not you.
I'm saying not in that fashion. I wouldn't kill no woman over no being stressed out. Now, if a dude trying to kill me, I kill a dude. You know what I'm saying? In a second, it'll happen. But I'm saying kill my dude. You take a weapon, a gun.
You got a kid.
And
you got a kid.
A three-month-old.
Not even 3 months.
I mean, we're not even talking about the suicide, like the pulling the trigger, because he essentially killed himself when he killed her, right?
Yeah,
so that's what I'm talking about. Like, you're not going to bring me down to that point. You know, you drop out of school, we're fine. Be a stupid motherfucker for the rest of your life. I'm not going to shopping spree my ass.
Right.
You know, I want to go with the girls.
Yeah, okay.
Is one of them driving her?
See, right. And this is the thing, though, man. I was talking to one of my homegirls. She was like, what's kind of messed up is probably one of her homegirls like, you should have stayed out and hang with us, though. And she probably was like, you know, Javon crazy.
But my thing is,
no, you can hang out with us though, and everything.
It
and
was
her
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock's not
it's
even
nothing,
late.
No, but you got a crazy ass dude that you know.
Over at 11, you know what I mean? Like, it's
but
1 o'clock.
But you got a crazy ass dude though. You know, you got a crazy ass dude like the Javon.
Hey, he said, right.
His name is Javon.
Everybody look at Javon.
For y'all that don't know what just happened here, he said, she got a crazy ass dude. Javon Durrell looked directly at me and waved his hand in my direction. I'm like, ain't that a bitch? Like,
hey, I'm not going to lie. When I saw the news report, it said Javon beat. I was like, shit.
Hey, look, me too. I was like, what the fuck I do? Like, I saw it.
Like, I ain't dead. You thought
he spelled his name just like mine, J O V E. I was like, man.
And then his middle name is B.
I know.
It's like Javon B.
Flip. Dude, I'm Javon Bibbs. I'm here. I'm alive, baby. This
you
me.
Might start using your middle name initial now, though, to separate yourself from him.
I don't use my middle name at all.
No, but that whole case, though, man, is just sad in general. Because it's like, dude,
for the baby, man. It's
3 month year old.
That's
It's like almost some Ray Caruth type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, dude, Ray Caruth was on some other shit.
Yeah, he was on some other shit, but
it's still like it's a child.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but Ray Caruth was like some planned out shit. This is no crime of passion
but,
shit.
Right, but what I mean is not as a child without either one of his parents.
Well, Ray Caruth's son also is a cerebral palsy and stuff, though.
Yeah.
Like you said, cussing him out. He was.
I'm just saying, like, dude, you try to kill. How do you live with yourself knowing you try to kill your son's mama
and him
and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Your son, so you gotta like look at you gonna have to see your son. He gonna see his son. Yeah. You gonna see your son.
You probably see him on TV pictures and all kind of stuff.
Dude, I'm talking about you through your whole career. So stuff like that, dude. Think about something, and this goes for all our listeners, man. If you ever think about hurting yourself or something, get counseling, man. You know, don't take nobody else out with you and do all that kind of drawing out stuff. Don't even kill yourself, but definitely don't kill nobody else. And you know, over no, it's stupid. You know, because once you think about it, you losing, you gonna lose your child. You losing everything by doing that. So
I done lost a few people to suicide, and over the years, you know, I used to have a much more kind of blasé, you know, opinion about it, because when I was growing up, my father, he told me, you know, there's nothing in life so bad that you have to, you know, resort to these extreme measures to deal with the drugs, crime, suicide. You know what I mean? He's like, as long as you inhaling, exhaling, everything's all right. The minute you're not, that's when you really got a problem, you know. And so I kind of grew up with that mentality. But, you know, having experienced, you know, losing some people to different, you know, to suicide specifically, you know, you don't know people's demons. You know what I mean? So, I you know, granted, I knocked the head injury things. But, you know, some people literally are depressed. Some people really have some things going on inside that is, you know, tough for them to deal with. You know what I mean? And that's why I said, to me, some of these things, despite whatever person's unique abilities athletically or, you know, actors or whoever, you know, they're still people and they're still susceptible to those things. So, you know, I'm not one to judge. I don't, you know, obviously this is tragic, but we really don't know. You know, it's very early to determine what was really going on with him. And it, to me, my gut tells me that he has some type of deep emotional things going on with him that he was easily moved.
I think you said it right by saying, like, you know, some people have demons on them. Like, you know.
Dude, to shoot somebody 9 times, though, it's not like you're like, pop, pop, oh, shit, I shot her.
My mother was that, too.
Yeah. Dude, no, his mother.
His mama was there.
But his mother wasn't there, though. She went to go run errands and came back.
She witnessed.
She witnessed it.
Oh, she witnessed it. I thought
she witnessed it. She called the police.
Damn. But to shoot somebody 9 times, though, is it accidental? Like, you...
Blah, 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 blah. Nah, dude. That, no.
No.
That's not accidental.
No. That's kill
that's
shot.
Anger.
Like,
no, but I'm saying, because you have an automatic, though, if you hit the trigger, though, it's
no.
Like, pull off 3-4.
No, you already said it. Once you hit the trigger, there's nothing accidental about pulling the trigger.
Definitely not twice. Or not.
9 times, though, man.
9, dude. That's horrible, man. Like Eddie say, like,
and she
I
was
mean,
a beautiful girl. Like,
yeah, she was
cute.
Like,
yeah, she was cute.
Her pictures and all that stuff. I mean, she was a beautiful girl. It's just a waste of life.
But this is one thing. I went through her Facebook page.
And she was
and everything.
22.
I went through her Facebook page. I actually found her Facebook page and went through the pictures.
Too.
And it seemed like he was into her more than him. Though, didn't it seem like that from the pictures of you?
What, she was in?
No, he was into her more than him.
I don't know. I felt like, I mean, there's no really way to be able to tell.
Of course,
that.
But I always look at people's pictures and I'd be like, you could tell he ain't even into her like that, or vice versa.
I don't know about that.
You, I mean, does anybody else do that? When you
I know. I know what you're talking about. You know, you,
like, you just stepping the energy of the picture, though.
You,
like,
what
okay.
You really saying is you couldn't believe he pulled her. That's what you. That's what
no,
you
no,
really.
No, paper pulled her. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
No, but that's the point, though. So it's like, if you know, to jump ahead, if I don't have this paper, will she still be into me? You know what I mean?
Definitely, she wouldn't mess with Javon.
Yeah. So it's like. He did it again.
My bad, man.
No, but
it's just funny. His name's Javon, too.
Yeah, so people do that.
Time.
People do that, though. They were like, I ain't know how she ended up with him, that kind of thing. You know, hey, is what it is.
Man,
you know what
man
I mean?
Paper give you at least 2 more points.
If I'm going to say 4 or 5.
You think 4 or 5?
Damn let's, right.
Let's,
so,
let's,
if you were, so if you were 6 to women, you at 11 now with paper?
Lil Wayne.
Damn.
Damn, case closed.
Let's ask a woman.
I don't know. When I think about it, I think the paper wins it for a woman.
Negative
women that said Casey and JoJo.
I had plenty of men trying to get at me after what I got, so I think it's the same
before
way.
Tim, no.
I think it's the same way. I had more before, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I had 20 on my own. I took care of everything by myself before I had him anyway. So, I mean, in my mind, he really actually lucked up with me.
Of course you would say that.
I mean, of course I was a 6, and the extra made me a 20.
Dang, right, that's what it's about, Nate.
How much you make? You jump 14 points.
Don't worry about how much I make.
Just, I'm trying to do the math, though, man. Like, hold on, you know.
Daryl knows. It's a personal matter.
No, yeah, but, no, but you know. Dude, man, but, like, that whole thing, though, like, do you think the team should have not played the game yesterday and stuff, though? They were saying that they should have canceled the game.
No, I think they should have played.
Show must go on.
I think I agree with them that, you know, it's a way for them, you know, to have an outlet. You know, a lot of people had already, you know, paid their money, you know, those things.
Right.
Yeah, you know, but you came from out of town or something.
I feel like you can't stop life off of somebody else's decision that they made. You can't do that.
What if he had committed suicide by himself, though?
Still play the game.
On the field.
Still play the game.
What was the movie? As Boy Scout.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting into other stuff. You know, that's like forensic evidence. They got a crime scene literally there, so. You know, but I think they should have played the game. I don't think there's any problem with that.
I'm going to say something that's kind of fucked up, though.
What?
The coach was finna get fired, though. He probably won't keep his job the rest of the season now because of that. Romeo Crennel, they was going to fire him any day. And they probably can't fire him now because the dude killed himself in front of him, though, like, out of sympathy.
I mean, what's the point of
firing him? They was going to fire him, like,
I get it, but what's the point of firing a coach, an NFL coach, in December?
But they do that all the time, though. They was talking about they was going to fire him. So he probably went home and like, honey, I mean, you want the good news or the bad news?
I have to get the bad news first.
Well, Javon killed himself and his girlfriend.
Oh my god!
Well, damn. What's the good news then? Well, it looks like I'm gonna be working till January still.
Oh, I guess that's all right. You know,
Applebee's the same name as you is really fucked up. I'm thinking.
I know, right?
What is going on?
We spell our name the exact same too.
I wonder how many people call your girl or something.
I feel like
right after that, like, you all
right? Right, you good?
Remember, this has been a call to police on you.
Damn. Hey, Ren would have canceled it. Nah, ain't no more straight out of location over here no more.
He must have had a show in Kansas City.
People was like, Javon performing in Kansas City?
Dude, Javon, man.
One of my homegirls from that I knew in New York, she went to college with him at the University of Maine, though. And she said he was a regular cool dude, though.
Them demons get on you. Like, you got something. For real.
Everybody that I know that's happened to, you know, they when as far as the time that we had together before that, you know, there was no indication to me that there was a problem until, you know, maybe a year or so, a couple years before that something changed. You know what I mean? And even then, I think what really happens is you don't know that it's that bad. You know what I'm saying? And the person's having, you know, those kind of demons, you know, it's, you know, to the point
the
burdens,
where
they, to the point where they consider ending their own life. They don't, you know, that's even an option. It's crazy, you know, but if you take in all the years of time that you spent before that, you're just like, man, I can't believe that. I remember we was doing this, that, the other thing, and having a good old time. We laughed, we kicked it, and, you know, they had all these plans. They got family, kids, and stuff like that, and then to still do that, it's, you know, it's got to be something powerful in order to even get you to that point.
Well, this actually reminds me of the Steve McNair case, though, a couple of years ago, though, but it was the opposite way.
The chick killed him.
But it was the opposite way, though.
Well, did she stab him or something like that?
No, she shot him in the head while he was half asleep. Yeah. He was half asleep on the couch chilling, and she shot him in the head.
Straight up.
Then shot herself. I mean, some conspiracy theories out there saying that they were murdered and everything, though. I mean, I've read a lot of people that think that they were murdered and everything, though, because his homeboy was kind of suspicious, though. His homeboy came there, though, found their bodies, though, went somewhere else, though, called somebody else. Then he, like, basically waited like an hour and a half before he called the police.
I'm saying, that don't seem too suspicious. Like, you walk in, like, first off, I walk in, I'm like, oh, shit, like.
But you live with him, though. It's your crib.
That's even more worse. Like, I walk
two dead bodies in my crib.
Right, like,
but I will call the police, like, right then, though. You don't need to be going to somewhere else, though.
But some people, like, for real, that's scary, dude.
That's guilty.
Did not call the police right then? And an hour and a half later?
I ain't saying I would, but I'm saying like.
But I'm an hour and a half later, though?
You don't do that.
An hour and a half later?
What if he had dope? Or, like, what if he had dope on him or something?
But there you go, then. There's something guilty going on, then, is the whole point, though.
Yeah, well, that.
I mean, no, that's real. I mean, that's a like
an hour and a half though between you calling the police and when you found the bodies.
That's a but no. What Javon brought up was a good point though.
You might have some dope on
it. Yeah, but then it. I mean, that opens up a bevy of other issues though. So now if your house got crib, I mean your crib got.
So you said he cleaned out the crib
He could have, but it's like you know now it's like you know it's blood on the floor. Do I walk in there? I got blood. You know, not my footprints in it.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Not picking up stuff.
Caroline Mason. Oh man,
not that I plan on killing.
Right, but you see what you're saying.
I think about these kinds of things. Like I'm just saying.
If hypothetically speaking.
So you're saying that's why he may be like, oh, I ain't going in.
I'm saying that somebody having a moment of pause is not.
But an hour and a half of pause?
Dude, he probably called. He probably called his mama.
And you lived there, though, because it was McNair crib. But McNair basically bought the crib.
If they were both dead. How they know she shot him?
Yeah,
that was like his jump off spot. That was a jump off spot.
No. Yeah, it was a no. No, he could have been doping her.
Yeah, they got a whole TV show.
Stepped over some bodies and stuff. Though, like, we got to get this out.
They got a whole TV show based on that hour of pause. It's called Scandal.
Yeah, I was just saying, Scandal's right. Where they wrap up the body?
Right. Okay. So it happens. He probably caught everybody and their mama literally.
No, he caught other people though before the police. They looked at his cell phone. He called like two other calls.
Yeah, you don't do that.
I mean, he could have been like, man, what the fuck?
He called his agent, right? Called his agent and his lawyer, like, hey.
I'm going to throw it out the window, bring the flatbed, kind of square it up. I'm throwing it out the window into the flatbed.
This motherfucker here dead.
I told him about this bitch.
Oh, and then, I mean, let's keep it 100, though. Another simple explanation is, but from the time that he said, I mean, I don't know how they time stamped him getting home, though.
Cause it's called. He called like two of the people.
No. But he, I mean, then he called the police. So I mean, he could have been sitting outside in his car.
They got him like, hey man, something happened to Steve.
They recorded his.
No, but he like they got they can go back in your records and get that shit.
No,
they
I
can get you. They probably have the other people say what he.
Somebody else must have dimed out.
Yeah,
then.
So he can tell when the person called, but that don't mean why.
But
they
somebody
called.
Else dimed out then. They said basically, right. And then they look at this phone records and called up whoever's like, hey, what's Steve talking? What such as talking about? Oh, you said Steve was dead.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, some of that because
but
all
no, but it's all conspiracy theories with that though. But with the whole situation with her shooting McNair and then. Shooting herself the same. It's the opposite way, basically, that whole situation.
Look here, man. The message of this show is don't kill yourself.
And they
yourself.
Threw Steve McNair up under the bus, too. Right. They threw Steve McNair up under the bus for that shit. And he was separated from his wife. They weren't even together.
Straight up.
Yeah, it was his side chick, but not even his side chick. It was his side main chick. Oh, him and God. His wife hadn't been together like a year or two or something.
They just wasn't like legally divorced.
Yeah, they just wasn't legally divorced. That's why he had the other crib, because he had to move out his regular crib with his wife. Uh-huh. And he got the condo, and his homeboy was like, well, shit, can I get the spare room? He was like, fuck it, go ahead. And then that's how he lived with him. I mean, yeah, that was a sad case, too.
Oh, it, so lessons learned. Don't fall asleep around your mistress.
Yeah.
Yep.
Don't drop out of school and come home quick.
And don't
Trey Songz concert.
And don't do drugs. That's pretty much a wrap up of the show.
No cupcakes.
No cupcakes.
What? How much time we got, Rim? Oh, we got 5 minutes. All right. Well, we can go on another quick topic real quick since we got a little time left. All right. Javon, man, we go back into the mail, but we got some more questions for you.
All right, that's cool. Go on.
No, nothing gay though this time.
Yeah, it ain't gotta be nothing gay.
Distray out low cash. Love the show. Love everything y'all doing. I want to ask Javon, is there any time he's coming out to the Buffalo area soon?
Buffalo, New York?
Yes.
I don't know. I know I'm like my homeboy, Omar Thompson. Support him. He's out there in New York. I'm going to hook up with him soon in the upcoming months. I'd say maybe like February or something like that. February, March. I'm trying to hit up New York. So keep
just
listening.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep you posted. And follow me on Twitter too. So, you know, I can keep you updated from Twitter also.
All right, one more story before we go to break, though. Did y'all see about the dude that was podcasting live with the police?
No.
And with his negotiation out, though?
What happened?
He podcasting live, like his podcast. Like, he was this revolutionary dude, I guess, in Baltimore, too. And he had a non-court appearance. So they show up at his crib, because he's online talking about, I guess, if the police come, I got a Mac-10 for them, Tech-9, something like that, though. Like, I got some form. They come to my crib.
You talking heavy.
Heavy. So the police show up with a SWAT.
Uh-oh.
The police show up with a SWAT team in his apartment. Because he been talking heavy. Talking about
uh-oh.
If they, because he on his blog talking about, I didn't show up for court, so what? If they come, they going to have to handle some problems.
You talking about, like, when Big Johnson come down the street, I'm going to beat his ass when he come down.
Exactly.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So,
but he in front of a computer screen, like, watch.
Right
here. Y'all watch. When he come through this door,
no,
it's on.
Yeah, but this is the thing, though.
And
so he started
right
podcasting
there.
Live, though. So the negotiator calls up. Like, hey, because he's like, he barricaded himself in his apartment. Like, barricaded himself, like, because they couldn't get in, nothing like that. Over not appearing in court thing for a gun charge. Yeah, crazy as cat shit. I'll give y'all his website. But it's like freedomforthepeople or something.com. But, and this dude is on the phone with the negotiator. The negotiator sound like he just woke up.
He probably did.
Like, it was like 12 midnight. He was like, so what you want? He was like, dude, he was like so like laid back. He was like, okay, so you want us to do what now? He's like, yeah, I just don't want that. I got a bad back. He said, I got a bad back. I don't want them putting my knees in my back. And he said, he was like, I want. So he was in the middle of negotiating about the knees in his back. He's like, but I need my keys or whatever, because I don't want nobody to rob me.
Funny.
And he was like, well, when you get your keys, then you will lock it for you. Nope, I don't want to do it. Negotiations off. And then he hangs up. In the middle of the podcast, then the negotiator calls back like, okay, so you want to hold your keys and lock it yourself? He's like, yeah, because I don't want y'all coming through myself or somebody taking all my stuff in here, though. And they were like, okay, so you're telling me you just don't want to put a knee in your back. You want to be able to lock your own door by yourself. And he's like, and I want handcuffed to the front, not the back. And he was like, okay, yeah. And it's like a three-hour ordeal, like, over this 3 hours. And
dude thought this was going to work? Dude thought this was going
to
work.
Dude, he is on the podcast live. You can listen to it if you want to go back to it and listen. Like, people were listening to him, like, and he's like, hey, y'all, I'm fighting for the people and everything. He on the podcast talking, like, I'm fighting for the people.
What is he fighting about?
Right, what is he fighting about?
Against the government, and I don't know.
No,
he's got a Bible and a gun on his website, though, and you know what that means.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, right. Nothing wrong with the Bible and a gun on singularly different situations, but to hold a Bible and a gun at the same time in a picture?
Crazy. He's crazy.
Black dude, too, though.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I waited to the end for that.
Man.
I waited to the end for that. Baltimore, you should have known it was a high possibility he was going to be black.
Oh, man. Coming after them snipers, huh?
Yeah, after them snipers.
After the snipers.
And the wire?
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, but he was sitting there, and the dude was on the phone like, man, okay, so you want. He was like very like, okay.
We need to interview the dude on our podcast. Like, man, for you, for real?
John MacArthur's his name, though, man. John MacArthur.
That's
where his problem started right there.
Thought he was white? Dude, and he was, like, barricading himself in there. Like he had a bunker thing set up, and there all kind of stuff in his apartment. Like, ready to go to war.
How you going to, I'm saying, like,
podcasting live.
How you going to even negotiate that with the police, though? Like, hey, man, for real, when y'all, you know what I'm saying, arrest me, just don't, because my spine.
Yeah, that's
the
said
way my
bad
spine ass. Is, man. You know, you put your knee in, you can crack my shit up, man. I don't want
oh, he said he was suiting. He's like, if I do any brutality, I'm going to suit. And he's like, well, y'all made my people get off their premises and everything, you know, for they can witness me getting arrested.
Oh,
he's like, yeah, dude, you talking about you got an AK-47 in her. We got it. Yeah, we had to tell people to leave the premises. He was like, oh.
Like, well, actually, it was a BB gun.
Right, I was bullshit.
Cool out, hey, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to this other podcast, the Black
Guy
with Tips, though.
Actually, it was a BB gun.
Hold on, shout out to Black Guy with Tips, though. He actually looked up the dude's Twitter name, though, and started making retweets from him. And, like, putting his name and putting retweets, like, man, don't you hate it when you got a piss and the police at your door? And he's, like, doing and putting his name, like, he tweeted it. He retweeted.
I didn't know you
can
do that.
Yeah, you just put somebody's name there and just put retweet in front of it, and you can make it look like it was them.
So
it won't go on their timeline. It won't go on their timeline, but somebody just ain't going to go to their timeline won't realize it ain't them.
Whoa.
So, like, he was having him tweeting the Baltimore PD. Like, he had a whole timeline of stuff like
that. Dude, that's funny, man.
But this is the only time a black dude got over like this, though. I know that.
Nah, they probably...
No, the negotiation like this? This went the movie The Negotiator.
Oh, yeah, he got over on him?
No, I mean, they let him come out, no handcuffs. They handcuffed him and did everything. They probably whooped his ass at the precinct, though.
I'm talking about not just, well, put their knee all in his spine.
They right after the cameras moved and everything, though. Like, as soon as everybody start.
Do everything he asked them not to do, they did it. Like, dude, look, here, you playing with us?
They probably locked him in a room with no computer. Like, take that.
He probably damn
near died.
No!
That's right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to send somebody in front of you that's a deaf mute. Just to play with you.
We're going to go to our last break, and then we'll be back on Stroud Low Cat.
I can't help being depressed when I look down at my chest. Oh, yes, my chest, it might as well be non-existent. How can I ever compete with 34 double Ds? And I'm rolling my eyes when I look down at my thighs. They might as well take everything. Broke for the night, too lazy to exercise. But if I had hazel eyes,
Back, Stroud, Low Cash. We are back with our special guest, Eddie Holman, and yep. Janae Wallach of Sweetie Pies.
I'm here.
So, Janae, people don't understand how ratchet you can get. Because I've had people
ratchet.
Like,
you gotta explain ratchet.
No, I'm gonna say ratchet, not disrespectful, like ratchet, like, you know, niggerish.
I was gonna say, because we've been friends for about 6 years now, so don't call me ratchet.
Nah,
I'll show you what ratchet is.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, Janae, I don't think he meant it like that, just for his safety.
Except for my safety?
Yeah, just for this, I don't think you mean it like that.
Y'all want to know the story earlier about how Janae basically broke up a relationship?
Yeah,
let's
hear
that.
All right. I actually wrote about this, too, though. I got a long story about this. Yeah, because I got
ready. Yeah. You said you was going to verbally bring it up.
The blog post, if you want to go to my blog, is called Getting Called Nigga in a Cab. This night ended up being a long night, though. This night was a crazy night. So I went out with Janae had this guy she was dating at the time. It was way before Tim. Way before Tim. She had just moved to St. Louis. Way before Tim. No, this way. You had been singles for a minute.
Mm-hmm. I met Nate when she first moved. I'm saying, yeah. I'm trying to make like, I ain't meet her too when she.
All right. So we all are hanging out. We're at the Skybox. I'm going to set the whole setting for y'all with everything for y'all can visually understand what happened.
You're going to make me remember this story. After horse baby. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it was me, her, a couple of her homegirls, and her homeboy. From back in Detroit, though, came down to hang out and everything. So we all hanging out. She's like, hey, D, come on, hang out. You can just ride with me. I was like, all right, cool. So I get there. So first mistake, I lied to the chick I was kicking it with. I lied. I said I wasn't with her. You know, because she didn't like her. They didn't like each other for whatever it is, for some other things.
So at this point now, he don't got no ride home.
Yeah. But the ride home part is that's how the cab situation comes about. So we get there and everything, though. So I was like, yeah, we up at the Skybox. So she shows up with her homegirls and everything, and I, you know, we talking, hanging out, though. So Janae knows that she don't like her, so she proceeds, because she thinks that me and Janae kicking it.
Uh-huh.
So she proceeds to make it look like she's kicking it with me, in front of her deliberately. I didn't know all this.
Okay.
She's trying to be funny in the background drunk.
I was just thinking to myself that it was a funny night. You know, we were having some fun. Why not? Me and Dara have a couple of drinks, you know, whatever. And if Horseface thought that we were together, she just thought that we were together.
So then she goes like, so did you come up here? I was like, no, I didn't come up with her. I rolled with Keith.
But you were lying.
Lying like hell. Keith was the first name that came to my mind.
Right.
So
why is Keith, like, it sounds my name Keith. Like
Keith,
my brother, man.
Keith is like the, like the get you out of trouble name for some
it
reason.
It is. You know
it
Keith.
Is with me.
You know Keith. Everybody know Keith, so it don't matter. So we was all hanging out. They like, she, so I told her, I was like, no, I didn't ride with them. And they was like, hey, you ready to go? And they was like, getting ready to leave. And I was like, no, I'm cool.
And I was
cool.
Like, are you sure you're cool? What you mean you cool? How you gonna get home? He's like, no, don't worry about it.
I'm cool.
Me trying
cool.
to save face.
Yeah, because exactly. She rode all her homegirls, so Shaq couldn't ride exactly. with them. So everybody leaves me, and I have no ride home. Actually, to her apartment and everything. I parked at her apartment.
And I'm like, don't call me. Because you told that winch that you rode with us.
Yeah. So
he's trying to hold back. He got in trouble.
Yeah, he's trying to save face. Go ahead.
So I get out there. I'm like, damn, I'm going to get back to my car, man. So it's on the Landing. If anybody knows St. Louis, the Landing, it's a high area bars and stuff like that. So I jump in the cab and everything. So this is where y'all thought that was a climax. It gets worse for going this forward. So I'm in the cab and everything hanging out. So the cab driver's like, hey, can I pick up some other people, though, since you're going the same way? I was like, yeah, cool. Get your money. So I'm sitting in the front. I'm not the tallest brother. So I'm sitting there, and like the van seats are going over my head, so they couldn't see my top of my head. Mm-hmm. So these Caucasian women jump in and everything, and they kicking it. They're like, oh my god, the Landing's so fucked up because all the niggers are down here.
What?
I'm sitting in the front seat. Wow. I'm sitting in the front seat, and they I don't know. They didn't notice me sitting down in the front seat. So
you
I turn around and look
Twilight
like this,
Zone.
And they go, "Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Oh
my gosh!
No! We didn't mean
it like
that." I was
that.
Like, "Look here, man. Y'all already said it's all good." So one girl's like, "No! We didn't mean like you know. It's always one girl that want to explain." So she crawled ass from the back of the van up to the front, and you know like the little small skinny part in the front of the van. So she laying there trying to talk to me about no. Where we're from? We're from St. Genevieve, Missouri. I remember where they was from. St. Genevieve, Missouri. And nigger is the same thing like a Hoosier. You know, I was like, look here, man. You're not going to explain to me. Y'all already got caught this shit. I'm all good. I ain't good. So I kept like, man, fuck it. Fuck you, bitch. I just start cussing all them out. So we are like, because they like, oh, my God, you're calling us all bitches.
And
fuck
at this
you.
Point, I'm on the phone with Derek because Derek done called me. And he was like, you won't believe what this white bitch just said to me on the phone. Blah, blah, blah.
I'm in the cab still. They still cussing me out in the cab.
Sweat up.
And then Derek was like, and you don't want my girl to come down here. I was like, I will fuck that bitch up. She don't know who I am. Look. You don't know who I am.
And no. It ain't even over yet. So we still drive. They still driving this. So the cab driver, this is an Indian brother, though. He's straight, sitting straight, looking. He's not looking at none of us. He's looking straight ahead like, I'm on my route.
Like it was normal.
It's three or four girls in the back cussing me out. I'm cussing them out. And we keep driving forward. So we end up, one of the girls like, I just can't take this shit anymore. So she opens the van door. We're moving slow a little bit, maybe about 3 or 4 miles an hour. They're going up the little hill in the Landing. And she just gets out. Wow. Just gets out. I don't know what the fuck happened to her.
No,
she gets this out. No, she just gets out. We keep rolling. They just close the door and we keep rolling. Wow. So we still rolling. So they end up pulling up at the Crown Plaza and everything, though. And so they get out, and I'm still cussing them out. So they run over to the police, two cops. And he's like, he was in there caught in his hunkies and Peckerwoods. I was bringing every racial term for a white person out.
Oh, so you were saying that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And then I was like, hey, bro. It was two black guys. I was like, man, they called me a nigga up in there. He was like, man, just go home, dude. And then he gave them two public intox tickets.
Straight up.
For public intoxication. So I'm back in the cab again. So now I got back in the same cab. So we get back to her apartment. And he look over at me, he's like, you ain't got to pay for this.
Straight up.
The cab driver says that. That's the first thing he said to me the whole time.
He didn't say nothing the whole time.
The whole time all this is going on, though. No. The first thing, he just looks over to me, though. We look at each other. He's like, you ain't got to pay for this.
I'm saying, well, hey.
You're like, thank you very much for the ride. I have a great night. I will see you later, sir. Goodbye.
Dude.
I know he got to tell this story, though, to this family, too, though.
You said you were scrunched down in the seat.
Yeah, just chilling, and then they didn't see me. And
there's so many niggers down there. You know they probably said it because they knew you wasn't in the
Yeah, they knew nobody was in the front.
Yeah, but the Indian driver was in
saying,
there,
like,
you know.
They don't care.
What part of India he from that he doesn't look?
Yeah, they didn't
know what nigger mean. Like, nigga, she talking about all of y'all. You ain't excluded, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
So, Janae, and then later on, you know, Janae and her had a couple other incidents and everything, but not heavy like that, but. Yeah, and then, you know, she
I
called
I don't even have face. Anything against Horseface. I really don't. I just didn't think that she was the right girl for you. That's all.
She calls her Horseface.
That's her name.
But there's no beef.
No. Before we get out here a little bit, though, Janae, the TV show, man.
Yes.
Has it been crazy?
Yeah.
Since you've been on TV?
I don't know. I really don't feel like that much has changed. I mean,
do people notice you on the street like, oh, my God?
The only difference is when you go out to the mall, you can't really do what you want to do anymore because people are walking up and they want to take pictures. But at the end of the day, watch the show Saturdays.
That's what it's about.
I'm taking pictures. I'm smiling. I don't care what you want me to do. I'm going to do it as long as it doesn't involve me having to do anything with
Eddie Long.
There you go.
Me neither. I'm saying, why don't you look at me like everybody looks at Javon like I'm excluded from that.
I'm looking at Javon because Javon said that for $15 million, he would lay in the bed head to foot.
No, I said the cat of corner on the edge.
The cat of corner.
My guy's on the show this week. He's the foot doctor.
Oh, Lord.
So, Nate, do you sign a lot of autographs?
Sign autographs, take pictures, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I really don't feel like I've changed that much. You think I changed?
No.
I mean, I feel like I'm the same thing that I've always been. I don't know. I think the only thing that I want people to know is that reality TV is just that. It is reality TV. You only got to believe what you want to believe, but everything is not always the truth.
Okay, because of the editing. It's because of the editing mainly, right?
I mean,
right?
We tape each and every single day, 7 days a week, and it turns into an hour-long show. Right. So you believe what you want to believe. But so, we're trying to get ratings, so I'm doing what I got
to
do.
Do you ever have anybody that's like that think they know you and come up and say stuff to you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I talk to you about the show.
People send me messages. They'll be like, Janae, I really think that you're cool, and I think that we should hang out. We could be friends, like that kind of stuff. I'm a little scared. You know what I mean? I'm scared, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm like, you want to hang out with me?
They send a plea like, you know what? You seem like we would hang out. We'd be cool.
I live in St. Louis. It'd be really cool if you wanted to call me. They give me their telephone number, all types of shit. I mean, I'm telling you, it's real.
So you ever get any hate mail?
Yeah, I get hate mail.
For
what
real?
They say, what they say? What they saying?
You know, all the time. They be like, Janae's a gold digger. Janae don't care nothing about Tim. Janae, blah 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 blah, whatever. I mean, everybody loves.
But they don't know
Tim.
That they don't know that you done had your own shit.
They didn't know that I had my own.
They
shit.
Don't know Tim crazy as hell.
My thing is. It doesn't matter what they know about me.
Right, now you're right. You know what?
And in my mind, I'm like, if you're talking about me, that means that you're watching the show. So keep on talking about me, and I'll keep on collecting my checks.
Do they send you actual mail, hate mail, or they send you email?
They send hate mail to the restaurant. They send emails. Okay. They inbox me on Facebook.
So that's the ones I'm talking about. That's bold as hell.
Facebook, everything.
The inbox on, that means you got to see your picture. You see your real picture. Send up. She's going to read this.
And I'm from Pittsburgh. And you got another profile. I'm from Pittsburgh.
She's going to read this, Jack. I'm going to tell you.
Then she just got on Twitter, though, too, man. So you finna really.
I don't really know how to use Twitter, but I'm learning. I've retweeted a couple things that my boy D is sent out. I don't really know how to use it, but I'm gonna get better at it. I just put my picture up. I took Timmy's picture down. I put my picture up, but I'm gonna start tweeting about everything that I do. I'm gonna be like, I woke up this morning, I had some toast, and then I'm gonna I put on my jeans today. I did my.
How many followers you got?
You should start tweeting about.
I think I got like 40 followers. I just started like a week ago. Yeah, I started like a week ago.
But she only following like me, you, and like.
I'm only following like 3 people.
And some white dude, a photographer.
No, I'm also following somebody from Grey's Anatomy because that's my show.
Okay, that's who it is.
Uh-huh. He's not white.
Have anybody like a celeb ever told you they'd be watching the show and like, I know you, oh my God.
There's plenty of people that will come into the restaurant and like they'll be like, Ayanna Van Zandt. Oprah watches our show. I mean, when I think about the fact that she even knows my name,
Oprah.
That's something that's crazy. I'm like, Oprah knows me?
Look here, can you just have Oprah just have Stray look at on there one time?
<laughs> <laughs>
I say, man, God is good.
I can use my connections to see if I can get her to come down here. Wouldn't it?
Dude, we be up in there in suits and everything.
Can you open your Bibles to page 9, please? Yeah, we're going to read this.
Stand for the reading of the word.
Right, we're going to have Kirk Franklin. He's going to come in. He's going to sing, He Saved Thou.
Save Thou. And Donnie McKirk Londoner. Tobias, not can't get no more.
The whole show changed me. Welcome to Straight Outta Lil Cash. I'm Javon Bibbs. I'm here with
Straight Outta Lord. It'd be Straight Outta Lord.
Straight Outta Lord Cash. I'm here with Reverend Darrell Frierson.
Yes.
And you know, pretty much we gonna take this whole show in a different direction. Today we have Shirley Caesar.
And Bobby Norfolk.
We have Hezekiah Walker.
And we just really try to take this in a different direction.
We think there's no Christian podcast.
It's a couple words we won't use on the show anymore. Bitch, hoe,
nigga,
fuck, shit, all of that. We're going to throw it out the window. And we're going to do it this way. You know what I'm saying? With this next hymn that we got coming up. We actually brought a choir in from,
to the studio.
From Holland. We had them fly in, you know, on behalf of DJ Deacon Reminisce. You know what I'm saying? God. Deacon Reminisce. Can you say hey to the family, Deacon Reminisce?
Well.
Amen. And then the whole show, we got an open network. We changed it.
Oh, my God. And I'm making, we changing our dress up everything.
Daryl, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to actually rent a tuxedo.
Just for the show?
Every show. Oh, no. Oh, you never know when Oprah might want to be like, you know what? I'm going to come over to Rim's house, throw out a little cash.
We'd be set to go.
Man, we finna be famous and rich.
So with the show, though, how long is the show going to be on, you think?
I don't know. I mean, we've been going now for 2 years strong, and then I'm thinking about what we're going to be doing next year. We already got signed on for a 7-year contract, so as long as we don't fuck it up, we're going to be going for longer than some other shows that you guys have seen. We're one of the best shows this year right now.
TJ going to grow up on TV.
I don't know. He already got that TV attitude right now. I'm pretty sure that he thinks that he's the one that's running the household. Yeah. Anytime a camera come around, he's sitting up straight cheesing like,
"That ain't right.
Timmy's
TJ,
ready.
Hey, get that pose together. I ain't get the nanny job.
And
hey.
I don't even
Yeah, man, why are you, hold on, that's another, why didn't you give Javon a nanny job?
I mean, I thought that Javon would have been good, but Tim looked at me, Tim looked at Javon, and Tim was like, "You think I'm going to let that nigga sit up in my house and watch my kid? I don't think so."
Right,
and then he was like, "You know I'm crazy."
Right, yeah, Tim is.
Really?
And all that I had to do, all that I had to do is just do what I had to say. That's what I had to do. I had to do what I had to do.
I don't want him coming back for me.
No,
don't talk about my,
I don't really sense that.
Don't talk about my,
the people that listening, Tim is my homeboy. I want y'all to think Tim. Yeah, Tim is actually our homeboy. That's family.
Just don't run up on him.
Don't run up on him.
Please don't just run up on him. He looks real nice on TV, and he's a great person. Just don't run up on him at all.
No, he
at a party, especially at a party.
No, in my man's defense, all I'm saying is you can't walk up on nobody that's 6'5", 260 pounds, and think that you ain't going to have no problems. Don't walk up on him. Don't walk up on him.
He looks like don't run up on him.
Yeah. But no, but he's like nice. You know, he's nice on there and everything.
On the show, some people don't like, some people like
don't know
see you on TV. Yeah. Like, Tim, he's a big, you know what I'm saying, he a big dude, but he's like big, nice guy. But it's like, that's Tim, but you know Tim has Tim. And the other side too. Like he's regular like the rest of us.
That's what he looked like. He looked like don't run up on me that can cook.
Look here, man. I know.
And
matter of fact, this would have happened.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna talk about which incident should I talk about? Which party should I talk about with Tim?
I mean,
we ain't talking about no parties with Tim, Popo might be listening to this. We
okay, oh, okay, talk about
it. Like I said, God is good, but God is here with us. God is always around. You hear what you see what I'm saying, Rim?
Well,
give him Rim. Right. Give him. You hear what I'm saying, Rim? Amen. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. You see how we just skipped all past that? Nate's like, nah.
I'm old another held up.
I actually got an email from Janae too because I tweeted out that she's gonna be on the show. Somebody says, "What do you want to do in the future? Do you want to run Target? Targic? Okay,
Targic.
Yeah, what? She. They're, this is a European person, probably, because we have European family.
Targic. Okay.
It's spelled. She's got it spelled T-A-R-J-E-T.
Oh, okay. Nah, I don't really want to run Target for my future. I'm trying to figure out something that I can do where I do not necessarily have to go to work each and every single day. I want to do something with volunteering. I'm trying to figure out what I can do to make the world a better place. And once I figure that out, I'm gonna let everybody know, and then I'm gonna ask for your support.
Hey, well, Nate, cool. If comedy don't work out for me, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, if you just hire me, like just for like $13 an hour.
I might let you be my assistant or something like that, because I feel like you would probably be able to follow me around, good, hold my bag, carry Timmy's umbrella, make me laugh.
That's what it's about.
I could do that.
I'd be a Bentley Farnsworth.
I could do that.
You would?
Damn right.
For Eddie Long.
Come on, man. what's up with you and this Eddie Long fetish?
No, but the person he emailed, I'm just keeping this theme going. No,
man, you bring up Eddie Long. Even when I remember we was up at Houlihan's one day, you was like, "Hey, man, what's up with Eddie Long?" I was like, "I don't know." Was like, why you keep bringing him up?
I'm getting scared. You know, personally.
Yeah, I'm getting scared a little bit. But it's cool, though. We can go to the next. Which other one? You got anything else?
Shout out to Teddy Simpson, though, too, though, because he was the one talking about Ray J being with Bishop Eddie Long.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
He said that he would play the piano.
Eddie Long stroke.
Yeah, but one more thing, though, before we get out of here. I keep saying that, but definitely one more thing. Your boy Kobe, though, man, before we go out, man. Tell me he's going to slap people up, though.
He what?
He said he's going to slap everybody on the team.
Who?
If they don't keep, if Kobe did today.
No way.
It's Slam playing. Magazine today. He just said, I will read you the quote from Kobe Bryant.
What did he say?
Quote says, "I will slap people on my team if we don't win no more games."
But then he named out some people like medical,
yeah,
you know, medical and Dwight, you know, he know what's up, you know, but everybody else,
says he'll kick add, kick everybody ass if Lakers don't improve.
I mean, that's like that, man. Okay, it's like me and my team. We had a team like me. I'm gonna kick y'all ass, man. We don't make it. Like, you know, that's all you saying.
No, but you don't go to the paper saying that.
Yeah, why not? Like, if you talking. Yeah,
in his case, you do. I mean, because they, you know, they had team.
You
meetings.
Think he gonna try to fight Metal World Peace? You think
he probably wouldn't try to.
He
fight.
He don't want them problems.
No, you know what though? But the people, look, what I'm saying.
See, man. I was having an argument with who was I with the other day, and I was saying I think Steven Jackson's harder than Metal World Peace.
I do too.
Somebody was trying to tell, oh, who was that was arguing me the other day,
though?
And it was like, oh, no, Middle World Peace Corps, more crowds. Like, nope, Steven Jackson brings guns everywhere.
People fail to realize, like, some people who you think crazy, it's just because it's that fear of thinking they crazy that kind of get you, like, oh, I wouldn't do nothing to them. But, like, Steven Jackson proved it. He went into the stands. Dude, I'm talking about, dude didn't even throw no beer on him at that game at the Indiana.
And he said, I told you about how he's mad at Ron Artest because he was like, dude,
anybody who's mad
got
at Ron Artest, he ain't the other way around. He mad at Ron Artest. This dude ain't nothing to be played with, though. I'm scared to see. I'm saying, if you don't want to come.
And he drops mixtapes.
Yeah, he do.
And gets. No, dude, what was the name of the album that mixtape he dropped, though?
Did he really?
Yeah, and he got, like, real people on there, like Big Crit on there. He got a couple of people on there and everything. But we don't get ready to get out of here and everything. Javon, you got anything? Anything? Let everybody know where to. Lola?
Yeah, I had to lift my dress shoe up. I got on these brown Danny Glover shoes.
And some slacks.
Yeah, these black lit Dockers.
And he's got on white socks.
No, I got on they black socks. They black socks, but one is ankle socks. See, they gonna try to put me out. They can't see these socks, so it don't even matter. No, see that? I'm comfortable now.
One short sock, one long sock.
I'm saying laundry day.
Socky.
But I got Lola every single Wednesday night. You know, that's what we do every Wednesday. And you follow me on Twitter at Javon, Jovan, Bibbs, BIBBS.
Not much.
B-I-B-S on Twitter. Follow me on there, and we're going to do it big, man. We just trying to, you know, come up, keep supporting Straight Out Low Cash. And thank
Janae,
you,
let everybody know where to hit you up and everything, the show, all that good stuff again.
Check me out on Welcome to Sweetie Pie, Saturday nights, 8 Central.
Eddie, you got anything coming up or anything soon?
Oh, yeah. You know, Saigu, we are keeping the speaker box thing going. So next month, last Friday of, excuse me, of this month, December, we bring it. Fat Lil from the Far Side to DJ.
Okay.
Yeah, so right.
Gonna be all
just
West.
The other day when I was.
Cheeky.
And Rim, you got don't y'all got y'all got Camp Low coming, right?
Low, Camp Low, December 15th, Lola, Vapors.
Word.
Let them know y'all.
Rim say, hey, no, Rim is too cool for school.
Okay, Janae's Twitter handle is Janae's Sweetie Pies.
I'm learning how to use it. I don't really know how to use it. I just started last week.
We gonna get you right. We gonna Twitter haze you.
I made people follow her last night and everything.
So. Sure did. Thank you very much.
Eddie, your Twitter.
Oh, yes. Saigu Group. That's SYGUGROUP.
Somebody's always got to be a show-off.
Hey, look. You know, some people can spell.
All right, everybody.
Rim, get your cool ass. Rim, too cool. DJ Reminisce 10.
Keep hitting me up on my Twitter as well, Dig Game, and our Twitter for Straight Out Low Cash, Straight OC. And we'll see y'all next week. And when next week, we have a pretty good show next week as well. I may have a special guest. I'm not going to tell nobody. I'll tell everybody here.
Have y'all heard of Nelson Mandela? It ain't going to be him.
Oprah's coming.
Ooh. Next week. We got to get our tuxedos, boys.
We got to get our tuxedos. Right.
I bought one already.
All right. Well, no, I don't think she's going to be here.
No, she's not. But we'll be back next week on Straight Outta Low Cash.
Straight Outta Low Cash.